I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I don't know about you, Art, but my winter appetite has sort of kicked in lately.
Oh, mine too. I think it's going to be a hard winter because I've already been packing it away.
Out here in the insect world, what's going on?
I don't think there's much in the way of insects eating right now because they should all be tucked away. But I don't doubt that some industrious birds are taking advantage of coming across juicy grubs and maybe some hapless adults that didn't bury themselves quite deeply enough.
This would seem to be a good hunting season for birds and mammals and things like that.
Yeah, but I don't think that mammals are particularly active, but birds certainly are. And insects, in order to get out of the way of the killing frost, as I call them, should be pretty deep in the soil, in leaf litter, or under bark. And so, theoretically, they would be in places where birds might find it difficult to get to them, or at least get to them without a lot of effort on their part.
I'm still seeing insects fly.
Usually, if the temperatures are above 50 degrees, 55 degrees, you'll find a few insects flying around, that's for sure. Usually very small ones, things that can take advantage almost immediately of the warmer temperatures. But everybody else should be tucked in pretty deeply by now.
I have also a little bit of a microclimate on the side of the hill where I live. Mm-hmm. So birds seem to feed there all the time. I think they're getting after insects.
Well, they could be, and especially on the southern and eastern exposures of your homes where there's a warm surface where insects can alight, or if there are insects that are buried, you know, in the litter below your house, they'll be crawling up the walls, and you bet birds will be keenly aware of those individuals and pick them off when they see them. Usually about late winter, I need an insect fix bad. So if I start looking for insects, I'll be digging deep in the litter, peeling back bark. In fact, I do a lot of bark peeling during the wintertime, and that's when I usually find insects. And obviously, they're very cooperative. They're not moving around very much, but I'll bring them indoors and warm them up and attempt to photograph them.
Now, in a number of places, especially under my porch, I see clusters of what appear to be some sort of insect eggs all in a mass.
Now's the time to really start looking for insect eggs. I mean, you'll get an idea of the critters that are going to appear in spring, but now you can find eastern tent caterpillar eggs very easily on branches. They look like little globs of brown styrofoam. You can find true bug eggs. Assassin bugs will lay their eggs on surfaces like that. The wheel bug, those are these great guys that have sort of the buzzsaw look on their midsection. They will lay their egg masses on plants or flat surfaces or whatever, and they have very ant-like nymphs that start appearing early in the spring.
Well, witness last year, we found a Polyphemus moth cocoon out in front of the building and watched it all winter.
Well, that's right. You know, we haven't checked that plant yet to see if any other caterpillars found their way. That might be a hot spot. But, you know, you bring up that point. This is the time of year when leaves have dropped, and it's very easy to see cocoons and egg cases that insects have left behind to overwinter and hatch as nymphs or larvae when the spring days start appearing. There could still be bug fun in the wintertime. It's just a different kind, and you have to have a keener eye and be a little sharper on what to look for. But with a little preparation, you can go out there and find all kinds of interesting things.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.